observation in one of his Dhamma talks that suffering is a verb, not a noun. It's something that we do rather than a thing that lands on us, or that we collide with, but it's rather an attitude of mind. So I thought that was an extremely helpful observation, and I've used it in many Dhamma reflections ever since then. So during today, I thoroughly hope this is an occasion that leads towards the end of suffering, celebrating the Buddha's life and the power of his teaching in our lives and in the world. But along the way, if you find yourself getting stressed or say unhappy or in a state of exhaustion, confusion or difficulty, then just remember that whether we create suffering out of it is what is up to this mind in this moment. And so that even if there's some kind of uncertainty or some sort of difficulty, it's always what we do with it in the moment that is the thing that makes the difference. So even if there's, say, a sudden thunderstorm and just when the arms round is about to begin, the clouds come over and it starts pouring, then rather than that being a problem, it's just up to us what we do with it in our minds. So I encourage this attitude of being open to whatever we experience during the day and to not create suffering about anything. And then also just to notice what it's like when the mind is free of suffering. Again, one of Lumpur Sumato's frequent teachings and encouragements to all of us over the many years is to notice when the mind is not suffering. It easily looks for something to be annoyed about or to complain about or to have an opinion about. But sometimes when the mind relaxes and that kind of fretting and grasping stops, we don't notice the peace and simplicity, the quality of comfort in our minds when the grasping stops. We just look for the next thing to worry about or the next thing on our list of what I've got to do today. So I also encourage to be noticing that quality of, oh, everything's fine, look at this. to see the effects of the mind in the non-grasping state and to recognize that if we do that, if we bring attention to that dukkha nirodha, if we realize that, then there's a lot more to enjoy in life, a lot more to delight in. And so that, again, if we bring our attention to that, we can see for ourselves the good effects of the mind in that non-grasping, a clear and easeful state, rather than missing that. As Lumpur Sumato would often say, it's like the space in the room is the most important part. If we didn't have space in the room, you couldn't get into the room. It would just be a solid block. So the space in our minds, in a way, is the most important part. But easily we don't notice it. When we come in a room, we look at the people, we look at the food, we look at the flags, and the attention goes to the objects. But if we notice the space, bring attention to that as well, then we find, oh, there's a life is a lot more spacious, a lot more free and comfortable, easeful than we would otherwise notice. So have a good day.
You are.